This is Alive with Joseph.
God is faithful, and we are grateful at what he has done for every one of us. Amen. So we stopped at Romans chapter 4 verse 16 that says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. What promise? Promise of increase. What promise? Promise of favor. What promise? Promise of breakthrough. What promise? Promise of a robust Christian life. What promise? Promise of a fervent prayer life. What promise? Promise of abundance. God wants this promise to be sure to everybody, but this is the prerequisite. It has to be of faith that it might be by grace. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how does faith get established? Faith gets established by righteousness. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, and it is established by righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is the ability to stand before God without a sense of guilt, condemnation, inferiority complex, or sin consciousness. Righteousness is your right in redemption. It is the light of what Jesus has done that shines in your heart, that gives you the boldness, that makes you come before God without any sense of insecurity or inferiority complex. Righteousness is your rights granted to you by redemption. Righteousness is the DNA of God taking hold of the believer. Righteousness is God's ability taking hold of your ability, enabling your ability to do what your ability cannot do without God's ability. What is righteousness? It is a nature of God conferred on you at the point of salvation, at the point of regeneration. That nature now produces in you works of righteousness. Right, nature of righteousness is different from the works of righteousness. The nature of not righteousness enables us to produce the works of righteousness, enables us to deny ungodliness. It is your nature. And how do you know that righteousness is your nature? It is because we are partakers of the divine nature. By divine nature, you and I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Say amen to that. Can I hear you say amen to that? So when God made promise to Abraham, how did that promise find expression? Because you too have a promise that must find expression. How did Abraham actualize the promise that God gave to him? Let's begin the journey tonight. Go back to Romans 4. Let's begin from verse 17 to 18. I hope you understood what I explained, what righteousness is. It is the nature of God conferred on you at the point of salvation, at the point of regeneration, that produces works of righteousness. Works of righteousness doesn't make you righteous, but righteousness nature makes you righteous. Are you understanding me tonight? Amen. I trust that we will be able to deal with this during the course of next week, if the Holy Ghost allows me to go that direction. But let's look at this quickly. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 18, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. According to that which was spoken, it was spoken, Abraham found it, and Abraham worked it out into reality. It was spoken, Abraham found it, and he worked it out into reality. It was first of all spoken. Then Abraham found what was spoken, or light came to Abraham on the basis of what was spoken. And based on the light that came to him, he was able to work it out. Remember, God does nothing until it is spoken. God does nothing until it is spoken. The sayings of God precedes the doings of God. That is, the doings of God are at the instance of his sayings. The doings of God, they are at the instance of his sayings. So God will do nothing until it is spoken. Abraham without a child, God changed his name. That was the first place God started with. God changed his name. The first thing God did was to give Abraham a new name, which was now the father of many nations. He changed his name from Abram, Abraham to Abraham, Abraham. So God changed his name and called him father of many nations. Yet, when that happened, there was no one child in Abraham's house. Some, where I can imagine some people calling him that name by mockery. They see him, they call him Abraham. When he turns around, they laugh. Are you understanding? Because how can you don't have any child in your house and you're calling yourself father of many nations. You're calling yourself father of many. So some called him that name out of laughter. But he was answering it out of seriousness. Some called him out of mockery. Some called him out of laughter. Some called him out of, you know, embarrassing him. But he was answering it out of seriousness, knowing fully whether whatever they were declaring was a prophecy. So sometimes when people say that you are looking good, stop trying to explain poverty. You how poor you are. No. Receive it. Why? Because the doings of God precedes the sayings of God. Or rather, the sayings of God will precede the doings of God. It must first of all be spoken before it will happen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise tonight. Amen. You know, I can imagine if Abraham had no light and people are calling him father of many nations, and how he will, you know, when he notices that they are mocking, he goes to them and try to explain. It was God who gave me that name. Oh, I really didn't want to answer it. Amen. So they were calling him out of mockery. He was answering it out of seriousness. Some looked at him, called him father of many nations. They were laughing, but he took it as a prophecy that is facilitating what he has already heard. And while they were calling him father of many nations, things began to change in the realms of the spirit. He was hoping against hope, the scripture says, because in the physical, there were no signs. There were no signs in the physical. But in the natural, in the realms of the spirit, rather, in the supernatural realm, things were already happening. In the physical, it didn't look like it. But in the supernatural realm, things already happened. I pray for you today, as your amen will thunder, I see you rise out of where you are into a greater dimension in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight. You are the next solution bringer that will emerge out of this nation in the name of Jesus. I declare you will solve the problems of our province in the name of Jesus. You that is watching me online, where you are right there, the problem of your city, the problem of your nation, you will proffer solution to them in the name of Jesus. You will be the next solution bringer in the name of Jesus. I say you will be the next solution bringer in the name of Jesus. When they are looking for a problem solver, they will look for you in the name of Jesus. And you will have the answer like Joseph in the name of Jesus. You will have the wisdom like Daniel in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Come on, say, I receive it. Abraham will move in the morning. They will meet him on the road and they will say, Papa of many nations. So many years ago, I keep saying this. One man of God, he knew where the church was, just by the corner somewhere. And we did this magnificent poster. This poster, you would think that, who is this guy who came to South Africa last year? You would think that Chris Brown was coming to the city. This magnificent poster. And the theme was Grace Revolution. And the man saw, he knew where the church was. He met me by Saika. Grace Revolution. That devil is a bastard, I tell you. And we can see what Grace Revolution has done. Give Jesus praise. Amen. Hallelujah. So I can imagine people looking at him and say, Papa of many nations. And he will reply to them, how are you? Bless you. Some will call him, and when he passes, they will be mocking. They will be laughing, saying he is answering father of many nations, yet he doesn't even have a dog that barks in his house. No talk of a child. But Abraham, the Bible says, verse 19 to 21, Abraham, be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Say amen. What if some don't believe? Listen, them not believing does not cancel out the validity of God's word. Because someone doesn't believe doesn't mean that what God has spoken will be canceled out. Their unbelief cannot cancel the word of God. Abraham considered not. He considered not the mockery. He considered not the laughter. He considered not. He considered not what others were saying concerning what he believed. Look at your neighbor, tell them, consider not. He considered not. And that was where, that is where the problem is for many believers. When I say be healed sometimes, some of you start touching, you start considering, has he gone or not? Peter said to Jesus, if you are the one walking on water, command me to come. And Jesus said to Peter, C-O-M-E, come. And Peter stood. He didn't consider that he was mortal. He didn't consider that he was flesh and blood. He stood up and started walking on water towards Jesus. I declare in this season, you will walk on water in the name of Jesus. Whatever water represents for you, you will walk on it in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I believe. Thunder, I believe. And because you have said you believe, I prophesy, 2025, you will fly financially in the name of Jesus. You will fly maritally in the name of Jesus. I declare your business will fly in the name of Jesus. Your career will fly in the name of Jesus. I say you will fly in every area of life in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I believe. Give the Lord your praise tonight. He considered not. The Bible said they staggered not at the promise of God. That means there were many staggering factors. There were many staggering factors. There were physical staggering factors, psychological staggering factors, mental staggering factors, staggering factors from relatives, from friends, from business partners and associates, staggering factors from physical signs in his body. There were many staggering factors from relatives, friends, business associates, colleagues at work, strangers, staggering factors from social media. Even his body was telling him, was busy talking to him, telling him, Abraham, stop fooling yourself. Can't you see you and I are dead? And I'm sure, I often will humorously say this, and I'm sure when each time Sarah steps out of the room, he sees all the deadness of Sarah's body and said, is it this one will carry a child? This one. Look at her very well. Just open your eyes. Tell him, don't fool yourself, my friend. When he comes out of the room in the night with a frailed body, Satan tells him, you are saying that this one will carry a child. You're missing it. Abraham, are you telling me that this woman will carry it? Can't you see? Can't you remember the last medical report that Sarah has passed menopause? Can't you remember? All of this were happening. He still did not stagger. Instead, he was giving glory to God. I pray for you. May your mouth never stop in giving glory to God in the name of Jesus. No matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, may praise never depart from your tongue in the name of Jesus. It was of a truth that Sarah's body has died. It was of a truth that Abraham's body was now dead. His body has died to the point that even if a naked woman lies on him, he will not resurrect. That was how dead he was. The Bible said he was dead. Deadness. This guy was gone. Gone. There was no IVF. There was no seed donor. And God said, you will be a father of many nations. I don't care how long it will take. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return back void. It will accomplish and achieve the purpose for which it was sent out for. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain the same. He sent forth his word, and his word healed, delivered from destruction. Today I declare, by the word of God, whatever you have listed in your expectation card, receive it as a testimony in the name of Jesus. Receive it as a testimony in the name of Jesus. Everything you have written down in your expectation card, it is returning back as a praise report in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. He staggered not. All of this was happening, but he was giving glory to God. Is there anyone that is saying, Pastor, I want to give God glory, even though I've not seen manifestation yet, even though it looks like everything around me, it's not going according to plan. If you're that person tonight, lift your voice in thanksgiving and go ahead and give him some glory. Give the Lord some glory. Everyone online, put an emoji right there. Give God some glory. Give God some glory. The devil is a bastard. This year, you will shock your enemies in the name of Jesus. I said they have closed your chapter, but God has opened a new chapter for you in the name of Jesus. They have told you it cannot be done. I declare it will happen for you, nyafu nyafu, in the name of Jesus. Ayinamorose, it will happen for you in a mega way in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise tonight. Thunder, it is possible. Thunder, it is possible. Thunder, it will happen for me this year. If you believe it, give me two powerful amen. Two. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Abraham's reproductive organ died. Sarah's womb also was dead where reproduction was concerned. But what did God do? Verse 17. That's where the key is. Even God, who quickeneth the dead, calling those things. How does he quicken the dead? By calling those things that be not as though they were. That is how he quickens the dead. He called those things. So first of all, God had to give him a new name, Father of many nations. As everybody joined in calling Abraham father of many nations, as they were calling him, creative miracles began to happen in his body. Nature was defied. Medical science was defied. Biology was relegated to the background. Because why? When the word of the Lord goes forth, I don't care what is happening. I am a morosity. God's word cannot fail. He quickens the dead. Is your business dead? This is how you quicken your dead business. Call those things that be not as though they were. Is your career dying? Call those things that be not as though they were. Is the marriage dying? Call those things that be not as though they were. Don't call what you already see. Call the things that you are not seeing as though they were. Give the Lord your praise tonight. That's how you quicken the dead. So everything inside of them, him and Sarah, began to wake up. Inside Sarah, productivity began to wake up. Her womb came alive. Every part of her body started forming. Why? God quickened the dead. God makes alive the dead. I prophesy, whatever is dead and buried in your life, 2025, I declare them to come alive in the name of Jesus. I say, come alive in the name of Jesus. I say, come alive in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. It is true. It is a fact that your life right now, in your life right now, everything is closed. But as I'm speaking, creative miracle is happening. Miracles is happening in your body, in your finances, in your job, over your family, over your business, over that child. And I declare, receive creative miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive your own miracle in the name of Jesus. Declare one more time, I receive it. Genesis 1:1. Let's read it together. Are you getting blessed? Genesis 1:1. It says, let's read it together. Is it on the screen? Genesis 1:1. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So God is the creator. And if God is the creator, then that means if anything created in your body has gone wrong, he has the power to recreate it. Because he's the creator. In the beginning, God created. I want that to settle. God created. The devil didn't create anything. You too did not create anything. God created. So he has the power to recreate whatever is dead that he created. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Can we all read together? Is it on the screen? Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. By faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, that from invisible things, visible things might be made. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18. Paul speaking said, while we look not, let's actually read it again. Is it there? Thank you so much. Let's read it at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So understand that when the eternal is superimposed on the temporal, it changes the composition of the temporal. How do we change the composition of the temporal? By superimposing the eternal. We superimpose the eternal. Why? Because the things which are seen were made by the things which are not seen. The things which are seen. So what you are seeing can be changed by what is not being seen. You superimpose the eternal on the temporal. So if your eyes cannot see, we splash some eternal on that eyes. If your legs cannot walk properly, we release the eternal. If your marriage is going through a crisis, we don't run to divorce lawyers first. We sprinkle some eternal on that marriage that gets into the marriage to reconfigure the marriage. That now removes your marriage from the statistics. I know sometimes some of you don't like me when I say don't divorce. You know, you just, unfortunately, I'm not a lawyer. I'm called to make sure that things remain intact. Are you understanding me? So sometimes you may not agree with me, but God is able to work the marriage out. Pastor, you don't know how far we have gone. There's no how far you go that the word of God cannot reach both of you. And I'm not asking you to do it yourself. No, no, no. I'm asking you to hand over to the one who can do it. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So when the eternal meets with the temporal melts in the hands of the eternal. And the eternal takes the temporal and creates what you want. So when God speaks his words are containers. God's words are vehicles that transport faith into his destination, and faith is the power that creates miracles. That is why without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So faith is necessary. So the word of God transports faith. And when faith is transported into you and light bursts forth, power to create is released. And what you're looking for is made available. That is why when you are not hearing enough of the word, you won't have faith available. And the devil will do everything to make sure that you don't hear the right word. Because also, you need to hear the right word. It's not every word you hear that creates faith. It's not every preaching that creates faith. Some preaching creates doubt. Some preaching creates enmity. You finish hearing, you hate everybody. Some preaching creates doubt in the church. You now begin to doubt the validity of the church that God has given to the planet Earth to repair the earth. So it's not everything you hear that creates faith. You must hear the right word that creates faith. The scripture says, be careful in what you hear. So God used the raw material called faith. Why did he use the raw material called faith? Because faith is the substance. So whatever God created has to be created out of the substance. And the substance for creation is called faith. Because faith is the substance. Faith is the materiality. It is the tangible things you're looking for, the wearable things, the open door, faith. Faith is the receipt, the see of all, the title deed. That even though you don't see it, you know it exists. Why? The word of God tells you so. And if you can call it, you will hear it respond to you. Listen, friends, everything God created has ears to hear. Everything. Everything. Not just everything God created, everything on this earth has ears to hear. Living and non-living things. They all have the ability to hear. Some time ago, they did a survey in the United States of a place that was being used for, I think it was McDonald's or so. You know, they left the place. The McDonald's that used to be, they left the place so many years after. Close to about 40 or 50 years. I can't remember how many years it was. So many years that they took equipment. They went into the place and they were hearing voices of the transactions that happened when the McDonald's store used to be there. They picked up that the voices were still on the walls. The voices were still on the walls. In fact, it was based on the instrument, they were able to know that it was a McDonald's store that was there. Based on the voices they picked, the transactions. Words are spirits. That's why you must speak over your house. When I tell you during morning prayer, stand up from that bed that you are marrying, you're hugging up to, you refuse to leave. When I tell you to stand up and move around your house, what I'm simply trying to tell you is release words to plaster your house so that any other word in that house can be swallowed by your own words. You know, when I travel, the first thing I do when I enter a hotel room is to start speaking. I start praying in tongues. Because I don't know who entered there, what words were spoken. What was the transaction? Was it a demonic transaction? Then I just, you know, some people enter a hotel room, they travel, and they just jump on the bed. Nah, jump on which bed? Which bed? No, I ain't jumping on no bed. I start blasting in tongue. Kaparazo, baluska, jataka. Just to announce my presence, a new king is around. So whatever it is, sometimes I open the door. If I sense that, no, something is really not wrong. Right, I open the door, I say, now, all of you, start going. Walk out. Listen, I don't joke with my life, you see. Speak words. Speak over the house. Because words are spirit. So God quickened the dead. How? By calling those things which be not. Yeah, as though they were. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Everything created has ears to hear. No object on earth lacks the ability to hear, including the earth, the ground. Cancer in the body can hear. Deafness hears. Blindness hears. Ulcer hears. Sugar diabetes hears. High blood pressure hears. Bone disease hears. Leg problem hears. Your hands hears. Your car hears. Your wristwatch hears. Your suits, ears, everything that is on this planet Earth has ears to hear. In Genesis 1, God said, light be, light was. When they were called, they responded and came into manifestation. The problem is, many don't know that things around them have ears to hear. Your body has ears to hear. Asthma has ears to hear. And I declare over you 6 months from now, as your amen will thunder, you shall be 1,000 times more in the name of Jesus. You shall be 1,000 times better than tonight in the name of Jesus. The louder your amen, the faster your testimony in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I am 1,000 times better than now. Thunder, I shall be 1,000 times better than what I am today. If you believe it, say amen. Give the Lord your praise tonight. That is why when I preach, I speak over you. Because words are spirits. I don't just give you, an oratory. No. I am not a motivational speaker. I know as I'm speaking, heaven is backing me. Because why? He confirms the words of his messengers. I pray for you again. The next millionaires of this nation shall arise from this house. You are one of them in the name of Jesus. Your business will do so well. You will multiply into every major city of our nation in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Everything has ears to hear. Don't talk about it, talk to it. You've talked about it for too long. It is time to stop talking about it and start talking to it. Even money has ears to hear. Money, come forth. And all your money that was scattered, begin to find its way through opportunities. From nowhere, just someone will just come and meet you. Can you do this? Sir, that is what I do for a living. Yeah, that is what I do for a living. Say, you can. Are you sure you can do it? Okay, no more talking. Give us your account number quickly so that we can strengthen you so that you start the journey. Amen. Money has ears to hear. And I pray for you. They are coming in rands. They are coming in hundreds of thousands of rands. They are coming into your life in dollars. I say they are coming in dollars. They are coming in pounds sterling. In the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let's prove it. Let's prove this further. Go with me. Psalm 148. Just give me five more minutes and I will park the vehicle somewhere here. Psalm 148 verse 3 to 5. Say, praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. So everything created came out of a command. Because as they were commanded, they heard. Two things you find there. It was commanded, they heard, and they came. You must hear to be able to come. I'll prove that further. How can moon and sun praise God if they don't have mouths and they don't have ears? And that was why Joshua said to the sun when he stood on the valley of Anjalon. He said to the sun, stand still. Told the moon, don't move from where you are. The sun and the moon obeyed Joshua. They heard him. They heard him. They heard him. So that means the sun, the moon has ears. He stood in that. Said, look, I have an assignment. Sun, stand still. Moon, don't move. Hold your peace until I finish what I'm doing. And they obeyed. Stop talking about your leg that is paining you. Tell the paining leg, leg, stop paining me. Is hearing. The problem is, after you talk, you're checking. He's still there. No, no, no. Leg, stop. You know, when Joshua spoke to the sun and the moon, he didn't go back to check if they were listening. He has given an instruction. He moved on. Leg, stop paining me. In Jesus' name, you were created to carry me, not to pain me. And leave it. And watch if the leg will not behave itself. Apart from stars, sun, moon, that have ears to hear, mountains also have ears to hear. That was why Jesus said, if you shall say to this mountain, put the scripture on the screen if you don't have it. If you shall say to this mountain, if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast yonder place, it will obey you. Why? Because the mountains have ears to hear. That infection in your body has ears to hear. That virus has ears to hear. And I declare in the name of Jesus, let that infection, let that virus, let that cancerous tumor vacate your body in the name of Jesus. So he said, praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling his word. Fire has ears to hear. And that explains why when they threw the three Hebrew boys into the fiery furnace fire, the fire could not hurt them. Fire has ears to hear. The lion have ears to hear. When they threw Daniel into the lion's den, God told the lions, close your mouth. This one is not available for eating. You can't feed on this one. I declare no devil will feed on you this year. I say no devil will feed on you this year. Ravens have ears to hear. That was why when they gave the raven meat and gave them a specific instruction and gave them the GPS of Elijah's location, the ravens just went. There was no missing their way to say we are rerouting. No, no, no. There was no rerouting. The ravens went to the right place and delivered the meat. Why? Because they had an instruction. Don't, if you eat this one, you will stop eating meat the rest of your life. And they obeyed. They carried the meat faithfully without going to a wrong address. Even your Mr. D sometimes goes to wrong address. As skillful as they are. So every created thing has ears to hear. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And Mark 11:14 says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now this sounds like there was a communication between two people going on here in Mark 11. You only respond when you are spoken to. And Jesus answered. So that means the fig tree was speaking to Jesus. I don't know what the conversation was, but whatever the conversation was provoked Jesus to curse the tree from the root. So there was a conversation going on. You don't answer when you're not spoken to. You only respond when you're spoken to. The same word that cursed the tree was also the same word that compressed time. Because time and matter, they are under the dominion of man. When you speak, time is compressed. Jesus rebuked the wind and the sea. The creative word of God is pregnant with miracle power called faith. I close you with this. So many years ago, let's rise on our feet as we go home. Let's rise on our feet and I will say what I want to say. So many years ago, you know, when BlackBerry phone used to be the reigning phone there. So I got my first smartphone. Was BlackBerry a smartphone? Was it? Yeah, it was, okay. But that was the first smartphone. And I got this phone in the night. You know, BlackBerry was one of the most funny phones on earth. So complicated. The security system is just too much. So, I don't know what I pressed. No. It was not that. The phone fell into water. Yeah. The phone fell into water. And the phone shut down. And I was about to travel the next day. So I took it to the Vodacom shop I bought it from. I left it with them. You know, my heart was heavy. Ah. Let me not go there. I dropped it there. I left. Throughout that trip, it was the grace of God that allowed me to hear the things I heard in that conference. Because honestly, my heart stayed behind with the phone. Literally. Brand new phone. I've managed to gather money. I've managed to deny myself some KFC. And this phone, I've not even used you. You have disappeared. No, you can't do this to me. I came back. The first thing, when I was coming from the airport, the first place I went was the Vodacom shop. I arrived there. The guys told me, no, they sent it to BlackBerry or whatever they said. They can't repair it. The phone is gone. Ha! I started the morning party. No way. I got home. My wife was trying to greet me. I was not even interested. All my brains was reconfigured. And she took the phone because she can see that this phone is about to deny her her husband. She took the phone and spoke to the phone. I'm telling you what happened to me. As she spoke to the phone, she gave it back to me. She said, switch it on. I switched on the phone. The phone started working. And the phone never died until I was tired of using it and I gave it to someone else. The phone started what the manufacturers couldn't fix by words. I don't even know. Maybe she, I think she, it's a holy anger. How can a phone deny me my husband? Sometimes women, you don't know the power you carry. Speak to that business. I don't know what you need to speak to. I'm not going to give you a prayer point. Whatever you need to speak to that must change in 2025, I give you 2 minutes. Go ahead and speak to it.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.